Scorpions Avenue.
She's pitch matching. That was very musical.
What's happening, mama?
Nothing, girl. You know, I am feeling great. I'm feeling pretty fly. I can't believe that fucking Jenna gave me her Dolce & Gabbana's. I'm referencing something from Tiffany Pollard. Never mind. It looks in my mind rent-free. Tiffany Pollard, she's had some missteps in the past 2 years, but she is one of those people that she's like SZA, you probably don't know. She's a musical artist named SZA.
I know her.
SZA's like my, oh, you know SZA?
Yeah.
SZA's like my queen, my goddess. Rihanna is my, like, the ruler of the kingdom. And Tiffany Pollard, she's like the duchess in my kingdom. I love Tiffany Pollard. She's so fucking funny. Have you worked with her before?
Are you talking about the Flavor Flav?
Yeah, New York from Flavor of Love. Mm-hmm. Did you like her?
I have not worked with her. I can't deny that she has a gift of gab. Mm-hmm. But it's I mean, the way she was introduced in Flavor Flav, I haven't seen much that she's done after then. Was that there were all these women competing for his love, and I'm like, I like mm-hmm. black guys, but I don't want his. And you know, and New York Tiffany won because she was such a bitch, and because she was
no,
such
no,
a
she
bitch,
didn't win. She lost both well, times.
Huh?
She lost both times. She never won.
Oh, okay, well, her win then was being such a bitch to the other contestants and causing so much of the drama that reality TV loves mm-hmm. that she actually got her own show with her even more evil mama.
I know. It was, I love New York. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm familiar with her. She does seem to have that. She can be very gracious. She can be very spacious.
do you watch any reality TV? You don't watch any TV. You're one of those people that don't watch TV, right?
I am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know,
like,
that's
you don't
why
have a TV in your house.
I don't. But I have a big laptop, and I watched, you know, when we watched Bridgerton or when we discussed the Billie Holiday movie or, you know, whatever. And I'll go watch Aretha on a screen in a theater with a mask on.
Yeah, I went to go see it in the theaters. As myself, Kim Chi, and a friend, John. And it was there was no, like, seat restrictions. But it was easy breezy. No one was coughing or doing anything weird. And people had their masks off a lot during the movie because you're eating popcorn and nachos or whatever it was. But I didn't feel weird. No one was sitting. We did not go at a busy time, so no one was sitting directly next to us. So, but it was good. But we'll talk about the movie. But the going to the theater experience, I didn't feel weird or scared or unsafe. It was all great.
You need proof of vaccination, though, right?
No. There was no proof of vaccination or anything. I bought my tickets online on Fandango. I scanned my barcode, bought my popcorn and my hot dog, and I went to the theater.
Oh, but you're in LA.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're having a new regulation coming here, but where indoors you're masked.
Oh, you have to be masked like before.
Yeah, they're having a lot of new mandates now that the FDA has approved. Yeah, as I said earlier, we're going to see a lot more vaccine mandates. Like you can't work here unless you were vaccinated.
Mm. Okay, they should start like a talent mandate. Like you can't perform this bar if you're not talented.
Well, where? How would you be able to work?
Buddies, so today I think we should do some stereo calls. We have neglected the stereo users
for months.
I feel like it's shady. We have shaded them for so long.
You're right.
So today I say we talk to them. They can ask us whatever, and we'll just shoot the shit with the stereo people.
Yes, and they did give us a good idea of someone to have on the show who I don't know why we didn't think of, but hey, a good idea is a good idea.
Yes.
Said a thief. Said an idea thief.
So
if it's a good idea, it doesn't need to be mine.
Without further ado, y'all, let's get to the callers. Y'all.
And if you don't know the stereo app, check it out because we'll typically either Monet or I or both announce in advance when we're going to be on there. Mm-hmm. And we would love for you to join us.
We have not been on stereo in a month of Sundays, as my grandmother would say. And we are happy to be back amongst all of you and getting your questions and your thoughts and your comments and your criticisms about whatever. And today we're going to do a topic where we're like, fuck that. We're just going to have an organic conversation and just like live our dreams.
And if you think that there's things that you would like to see discussed on Ebony and Irony, please let us know because this is our new fall season and we're in planning mode, honey.
So we're not going to have like a topic. You guys, y'all know how this works. You can submit voice, like a fucking radio show. You can just press the little button in the middle at the bottom and you can leave us a message and we will hear what you got to say. And I want it to be rude and nasty. Well, give Bunny all the rude and nasty mean shit, but ask me all the nice stuff because I'm what? Congenial. And without further ado, let's go for the first call, Ben.
Okay.
This is from Davey Ruiz.
Hey, Monet. Hey, Lady Bunny. I'm kind of curious. After listening to Bob and Monet try to abolish all the libraries in America, how does Lady Bunny feel about the written word and libraries?
Okay, let's clarify a few things, Davey. First of all, Bob said the abolished libraries. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I was like, no, people use libraries. I never once said abolish libraries, literally not at all. But, you know, I can see where you may have made that mistake, Davey. Anyway, Bunny, how do you feel about libraries?
Well, I don't spend a lot of time in them today. They can be useful, but I enjoyed them as a child. Student.
Did you?
Yes. And everything is always 10 times funnier when you're not supposed to be laughing at it. Which is why some of my best ever jokes were told in church.
A church. Did you have a library at your church?
Well, you know, girl, when they tell you not to laugh, you're going to laugh and you're going to laugh hard. Mm. I told you we used to take, when they would take the communion plate, and we would have these little envelopes that said, "The Lord loveth a cheerful giver." We would change that to, "The Lord hateth a poor person," and put one penny in there.
Yeah,
a penny for your cock.
Ooh.
But that one always went to my, daddy.
That got my very aggressive. Daddy. Let's take another call from Ashley.
Wow. Your pride will really be your downfall, Monet.
Oh, my God. Ashley is referencing the latest episode of Sibling Rivalry where Bob had this, like, crazy... Bunny, have you ever had a good friend of yours?
No.
Just want to be like autonomous over your life and your body?
if they did, it did not last very long.
Right. Maybe that's the key. Maybe that's the answer. I should probably cut the cord.
I call the shots around here.
Ooh. I want you to call the shots on me.
Well, let me get a bigger gun first.
Let's take another one from Sammy.
Bunny, how was Iceland? I hear it's cold like your frigid soul.
Actually, they had like a 65 degree heat wave while we were there. And, you know, for them, that's like, you know, fucking, you know.
Wait, Iceland is like cold all year round?
No, Greenland is cold. So the story goes, the pirates or whoever, they didn't want everyone to know how nice Iceland was. Mm-hmm. So they named it Iceland, hoping that the pirates wouldn't come to a, you know, island made of ice, even Got though it wasn't it. Made of ice. And the island that was made of ice, they named, which is much larger, they named Greenland.
Got
so
it.
That they would be tricked and go to Greenland and leave Iceland alone.
Got it. Because Greenland is the one that's icy all year round. But a heat wave of 65 degrees, that didn't make no sense. So like, what is like the average temperature then?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, you don't expect sun over there, although the sun in the summer stays up until 1, 2, 3 a.m.
Ooh, party.
And, you know, it's just a different part of the world. Very pleasant people. A delicious bread. Oh, my God. That Danish. Because I had a little taste of Scandinavia. I was in Denmark and Iceland. Mm. And, you know, those people are very, you know, sincere and nice and, you know, just good people.
Okay.
I didn't try the fermented... Ugh. Pickled shark.
Don't do it. That sounds disgusting. Has anyone listening ever tried fermented pickled shark? That just sounds... Shark meat just sounds like it's going to be gamey. It's going to be tough. Ugh. No.
But they also eat reindeer.
That's... What is that? Venison? Is that venison?
Yeah.
Have you ever had Christmas venison. Okay. This might be a stupid question, but... Bison burgers, obviously it's not bison meat, but why is the beef being called bison?
I think it is bison meat.
Is it? Like an actual, like a proper bison?
Yeah, I mean, those are huge. And they must make quite a few burgers out of them.
For sure. Also, have you ever had an ostrich burger?
No.
Yeah, Bear Burger in New York, they have ostrich burgers. I'm like, I don't want to try no fucking ostrich.
Yeah, too many feathers. I'll pluck it and wear the feathers on an outfit.
Wow, problematic. Canceled.
Good.
Let's take this one from Andres.
Hey, Monet. Hey, Lady Bunny. Hi. I'm actually headed to go see Bob at the Irvine Improv comedy show right now. Have you guys ever done stand-up comedy yourself? What do you guys think I can expect from Bob tonight at stand-up comedy? Love you guys.
Andres, if you're going to go see Bob, I would suggest bringing a bunch of tomatoes. The juicier, the better, honestly, because I suspect that you will need to use them.
Rotten eggs can work.
Because I suggest you'll need to use them because he's going to be pretty terrible. I'm going to be there tonight too, Andres. Are you single? Should we sit together? Are you like, what's up? I've never done stand-up. I hosted a bunch of the shows and I used to do my own, I had my own one-woman show, but I wouldn't, a one-woman show and stand-up are different. Do you know what I mean? And people oftentimes put them in the same wheelhouse because of people like Whoopi Goldberg, who had an amazing career doing her one-woman show that was so fucking funny. But I've never done proper stand-up, like going to a comedy place or an improv place and just doing 10 minutes of jokes. You know what I mean? So I've never done that. But Bunny, you have.
I have. And, you know, it's not the thing that I do all the time because I like numbers. So I would work in funny numbers and then just have a little bit of patter. But I've done stand up with no music before and it's fun. You just have to, I mean, it is an art because there's nothing but you up on the stage. There's no, you know,
you know, there's no other people except for the audience. And, you know, you have to have it together. You have to, you know, that people typically, you know, do their act a few times and then rearrange it based on what the strongest jokes were, so that you never have one section without a couple strong jokes. And then the traditional way is to end on your absolute strongest joke so that they go up as you leave the stage.
Have you written jokes for people, Bunny?
You know, I was approached about writing jokes for Joan Rivers, and I went to see her live show in New York, and I just thought, there's nothing I can do here. She's just on another level.
Got it.
I mean, when she had that joke Howard Stern told at Joan's funeral.
Which one? That, what is it?
It was about, Joan said her pussy was so dry. It was so dry that if she had been taking a bath on Xanax or if she had been jumped into Whitney Houston's bathtub when she was passing out on Xanax, her dry pussy would have soaked up all the water and saved Whitney's life.
This is so Joan needs to tell this joke, or Howard Stern just said it about her.
Well, Joan was dead, so it was at her funeral. So Howard reminded everyone that she'd told that joke.
Oh my God, I can't leave Whitney alone. Yeah, let's do another one. Another call. This is going to be from Keenan Murray.
Hey, Monet. Hey, Lady Bunny. So I wanted to know your opinion and reaction to Santino Rice's anti-vax rants on Twitter. I know that he's been controversial in the past on Twitter, but this one was a lot. I just wanted to know what your guys' reactions were. Love you both. Bye.
Thank you. So I have not been following that much. Have you, Monet?
Not. I've seen like screenshots and stuff on Twitter, and it's basically boiling down to Santino Rice is a crazy anti-vaxxer. He lives like a very holistic lifestyle. He doesn't believe anything, but now it's like bordering. It's very, very Lucian Piani. He's giving me very Lucian Piani right now. He's like getting wild.
I mean, Bill Maher, the comedian on Politically Correct.
I can't stand her.
I think she has some good points sometimes, but I know what you mean. So he has just said on his show that he does not feel the need to get a booster, i.e. a third shot after already getting two jabs of the COVID vaccine. Mm-hmm. So now Sam Smith, who is not the vocal competitor, but who is a reporter, Sam Harris, is also saying the same thing. So they've been trending on Twitter a lot together. And, you know, I think that there is a big distrust of certainly in Santino's case, if he's a health nut, because people say, you know, the gist of the health nut is, you know, eat yourself to health, mm-hmm. avoid all of these medicines and take all these precautions. Now that may seem a little bit naive when they are in the, we're in the throes of a almost 2-year global deadly pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, however, I will say that Bill Maher can say things like that. I think he should, because he is isolated in a studio getting tested before he goes to work,
right,
and working with a small crew. I think he should have said, my experience would be different from that. And, you know, if Santino is a natural eater, he could say, this vaccine contains stuff that I would not put into my holistic body, you know, and do it. And then, you know, maybe he would double up on the masks and double up on getting together in groups. So again, like with Bill Maher, the third shot may not be as necessary. But Sam Harris, he has a lot of Twitter followers. He's written for the New York Times. He's written for I can't remember his whole byline, but he's not a dumb guy, and a lot of people look to him. But they're beginning to question some of the jabs that we're supposed to get and when we're supposed to get them. And I don't think it's...
This is what Santino said, just for reference, y'all. Never get the COVID vaccine, exclamation point. Never, exclamation point. By the way, this is all in capitals, so y'all know, just to give y'all like the full scope of the crazy. You can find a nurse or a pharmacist to squirt it on the floor, exclamation. Generations of humans before you did not need it, and you do not need it, exclamation point. Support your immune system naturally, exclamation point.
Well, there is an argument to boosting your immune system so that if you are unvaccinated and are, getting COVID, you can more easily fight it off and it won't become one of the bad infections. Right. I mean, that's just known. And another thing that Republicans say is that be fit, be trim, and you will have a lot less chance of giving into it.
Yeah, so, Republicans. People have been telling me to be fit and trim all my life, and it ain't work yet. So what's up? Give me what is the next solution?
Well, the solution we've picked is not the solution that they like, which is getting vaccinated.
We talked about this before. Bitch, to go to primary school, elementary school, wherever you are, most kids have to have a fucking Bible of shots. Like for like measles, hepatitis, herpes. Measles. I mean, they need to get a herpes shot.
That came later.
Yeah, if you're going to college, you should probably get the herpes shot. There's so many viruses that we have eradicated because of shots. So to say that we never needed them, it's literally a lie. Like, you're literally just making things up. Like, that's just not true. That's not how that works.
Well, I think what is happening is that, you know, they introduced the virus and they sold it as the be-all, end-all. In mm-hmm. fact, it doesn't guarantee that you don't transmit it. And in fact, someone who is unvaccinated and someone who is vaccinated get COVID. The one who's vaccinated will probably have a small case of it, like a cold or a flu, and the unvaccinated could die from it. So that's why we're urging to get people vaccines so that they don't die. And it's a little frustrating for me. I don't like to attack people who have questions, but just see what their concerns are and see if there's anything I've heard. Because, you know, at the end of the day, we want to win them over.
Yeah, I feel that.
I mean, one thing that's tough is that, okay, so when they said you don't need, if you're vaccinated, you don't need to wear masks indoors anymore. Well, then a bunch of people went to Provincetown and they got COVID. And they were vaccinated, so it wasn't bad cases. But they continue to spread it, and it's just like you just don't. It's a better to be safe, mm-hmm. and maybe not suck a dick that was in somebody else's mouth that you pulled out underneath the dick dock, you know, who you never even seen. Maybe don't. And I've been there. Maybe not pass around a key with drugs that you're going to snort while there's an airborne, you know, coronavirus.
Smoking weed.
Well, that is your lips on it. So I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I would. So there's a way around that. And this is the time to just be a little bit less, you know, crazy. Don't get so fucked up that you are drinking out of other people's cups who may or may not have COVID. And, you know, I've had to even trim down my 7 to 10 gentlemen callers a day to, you know, once a week.
I was gonna read you, but I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna do that today. I'm gonna let Bunny believe her delusion. I'm gonna let her live in that space. You deserve it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Let's take a listen to this next one.
Hey, Monet. Hey, Lady Bunny. I love you both. Hi. Is this the one about eating? Bunny, what are you eating?
Wait, can they hear you eating?
Well, I was kind of eating just a coffee, just because I just woke up from a nap.
Oh, okay. So drink, so she drink. I don't know how people drink coffee. Coffee tastes fucking disgusting. I can't get into it. I've tried so many times.
Well, maybe drop a little bit on the ass that you've been eating.
Oh, that would be like almost like a reverse ass enema.
It would be like a mocha.
Chocolate enema. Ooh, a mocha enema. Let's take this next one by Andrew XXX. Ooh, Andrew, you got OnlyFans?
Ooh. Who's Monet fucking kidding? Talking about Miss Congeniality. But ooh, my question, I guess, would be, Monet, why did you leave New York? And Lady Bunny, why did you stay in New York? And sort of, what are the quality of life concerns there? And like, is New York worth it? I lived there for like 6 years and I'm considering going back, but let me know what y'all think.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call.
Thank you for the call, Andrew XXXB. I left New York. Okay, I'm born and raised in New York City, right? I lived in New York all my life. When I went to college, I left New York for 4 years. And then I came back, and then I was also living in Portland, kind of. So then, but I've been living in New York firmly again since 2012. So I've been there for 8 years, and I was like, through the pandemic, and I missed having a car, and I wanted more space. For what I was paying in rent for a fucking two-bedroom apartment in New York, I got something way bigger in Los Angeles. So it was just time to make a switch and get more bang for my buck and to just live a happier existence. Also, I've never lived in a state, in like a different state in my like adult, like, you know, Portland does count, yeah, but like now, you know, I have like a career, and I never lived in another place when I had like a career that I loved, and it's just a different experience. So I'm just, you know, seeing what's popping, but I like it so far.
I'm still very bound to New York City. You were here for 6 years. I was here for probably 8 years. I've been here since, you know,
the 80s. I've been here for 31 years. I'm 31, bitch. So what's up?
I wasn't aware that a host was constantly interrupting in a combative manner, but that's okay. So, has New York seen better days? I mean, a lot of stuff is slick, corporate, expensive, and frankly dull. There's not the big club scene, although I do like some of the stuff going on in Brooklyn, some cool scenes, and Bushwick and stuff like that. So the New York City club scene is not quite what it was. I do love DJing at the Monster. And Frankie Sharp has a new club in Hell's Kitchen, which is now, I don't know when the last time you were here, but that's kind of like the new gay Manhattan hotspot. But, you know, Monet and I will tend to go to the clubs that we're working in mainly. Right. I mean, yeah, if we're in drag, if we're, you know, just like seeing a friend or whatever, we'd pop out to support them. But, you know, a lot of stuff got closed up in New York during the pandemic, and I'm seeing some of it start to reopen, but I'm also seeing it's mainly the mom and pop stores. And it's mainly they're closing, and then a bigger place, you know, like a little drugstore will close, and then a CVS will pop up. So old-time New Yorkers don't like that because we were here before those chains, and we want, the choice.
Yeah. Well, do you ever see yourself living somewhere else?
I mean, I would like to have a larger apartment than I do, but as for right now, I'm totally satisfied. I mean, I live in an area where the streets are numbered by name, and I'm dyslexic, so even I can find my way home. I had to go up to like Riverside Drive today, and I was like, oh God, this is out of my wheel chart.
Work.
But I got the drugs, and there weren't any issues, and
let's play another caller. Here we go.
Hey, I just wanted to say what's up to Monet and Lady Bunny. Just started listening today, and y'all making my day. Y'all some interesting people.
So, oh my goodness.
Keep doing you.
We're going to. We wouldn't mind doing you. What a sexy voice.
Right. There's a second part. Here we go.
Yeah, Monet, if you're interested, I just followed you, and I got something I want to show you.
Oh. Well,
nothing to show me. I don't get to see it. No, that's racist. No, right, we're a sister act. No, baby, we're a sister act. If she gets it, I get it.
Okay, well, it says, wait, I don't know if I can read this out loud. Oh, no, it's in his bio. His bio says, search Pretty Dick Chris Zero to see my work. Where? Like, where are we searching this at? Like, just on the internet? I'm an amateur solo porn star, and I'm here to talk about it all. Add me and go sub to my Pornhub. Ooh. All right, Chris. Well, I will. I'm gonna send Chris a DM. Chris, DM me if you're listening. DM me on Instagram. Thank you so much. All right, Bunny. Let's get another call. You know what? Let's try to get Bunny a man too.
Okay.
Let's go with Selena S. Titties.
Yo, these anti-vaxxers are fucking crazy. I saw this meme that said, even dogs need all their shots before they play with other dogs. And, like, period, right? Anyways, hi, you guys. Oh, my God, Monet, it was such a pleasure to meet you the other night. As Titties here, Jesus Christ. Anyways, have you guys been hearing about Demon Twink? Can you please explain and elaborate what this Demon Twink situation is? Everyone's, like, keeps talking about it.
Oh my God, I love you, Selena. It was a pleasure meeting you too. You were so sweet and so nice. And you always call into Ebony and Irony. We love it and appreciate it. Demon Twink, Bunny, do you know what that is?
When Bianca was young.
Demon Twink. I hung out at Bianca's house last weekend and Bianca is so organized. I love it. Okay, anyway, that's neither here nor there. Okay, what the fuck is Demon Twink? Your explainer on the gay who went viral. Who went viral from menacing a Britney Cruz? I don't know. It's some kid that went crazy. Oh, it was some drunk gay, and someone, and he got his ass eaten in the VIP section. That sounds like a good time.
Of a Britney Cruz?
Uh huh. No, he's a Britney fan.
Okay, well then good. It's been proven that even when Britney sobers up and gets her conservatorship together and gets rid of that bunch, she's still got crazy ass eating in public fans to make her look more sane. That's a beautiful ending to that story.
Okay, let's take this next call from Layla Hosseini.
Hello. I would love to know, what is it like to... like, record a podcast with your friend? Like, do you get frustrated or, like, annoyed with each other? And, like, your approaches to, like, work ethic and stuff? And, like, how does it work with, like, knowing the other person or being friends with them?
Ooh, funny.
Well, I think we wanted to do this together because we were friends and had a chemistry and often... Mm-hmm. Chatted on the phone and say, hey, let's turn this chat, because nobody can get me off the phone, into, you know, us old timers, texts problematic, phone calls, we love them. And so, yeah, we just spoke a few times and it was all, you know, entertaining. And we said, maybe this would make a podcast. So we were right. And I mean, we vibe off of each other, present ideas. Some are mine, some are Monet's, some get batted down. We wanted to talk about respect with Jennifer Hudson playing Aretha Franklin, but we're going to do that next week. So, you know, there's a schedule. It's a loose schedule. Sometimes we have guests. So obviously we talk about the main reason we brought them on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And again, and I think with this podcast specifically, we just record. There's no there's no weird energy, no ego. We're just here to talk and do the things we're going to talk about. So there's no competition. There's no like, I'm mad at this one for this and that and the other. We both assume our roles in the podcast and it functions good for us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I mean, we would love to hear from stereo listeners, if there are any guests besides Bob the drag queen, who you might like to hear as a featured guest on Ebony and Irony.
Love that. Oh, Chris left us another message.
Lady Bunny, I want to show you too. What's your Instagram?
My Instagram is official_lady. Wait. Oh, yeah. Official_lady_bunny. And may I underscore that I'm a whore?
I've never seen you move so fast, bitch. You were ready. You were ready to go.
Well, honey, if you don't want him, I'll take him.
I didn't say I didn't want him. Who said I didn't want him? You know what? Just like a white person to try to fucking colonize my trade.
Oh, please.
I knew
please,
it.
Please, honey.
When people show you who you are, fucking believe him, y'all. And Bunny's a man stealer. Let's hear from Kildarian.
Like, I don't know about y'all. Hi, Bunny. Hi, Monet. Love y'all. But for me, like, my sympathy for unvaccinated Americans dying from COVID has just, like, gone out the window. Like, you are getting this shot for free. For free. Sometimes I'm in Houston, and they are giving people $100 if they get their first shot. So, like, I just don't feel bad for unvaccinated people who are dying because the majority of them are like, oh, fuck COVID. And then they get in like, oh, my God, it's real. And it's like, yeah, girl, it's been real.
Yes. Okay. Sometimes those people answer, they get their new. So this is what it's hard for people who are on the left or in the middle with some sense. A lot of people don't think that the masks or the vaccines are necessary because they don't think COVID is a big deal. Mm. And that may be because they're Trumpers. That may be because they are natural, homeopathic remedies only.
Holistic.
Holistic, yes. A lot of in the Black community do not want the vaccine and consider it to be experimental. That may change because Pfizer was approved by the FDA Monday, and others are coming after that. Now, since Pfizer has finally been approved, it was approved for emergency use only. Now it's approved, and so, you know, federal agencies, large companies with many employees are going to instate a vaccine mandate so that they can get all of their employees on it and thereby make their workplace safer. I mean, Broadway shows are doing this, modeling, Fashion Week is coming up. I have a friend working on that who said that, you know, unfortunately, a lot of the models believed the TikTok news, which, you know, says that the shots complicate your ability to have a baby when I don't think that there's any real evidence to that fact, and nor are they putting a chip in you. We are going to have these people, especially if we lived with older relatives who can be more conservative, and we do have to talk to them and find certain articles that address their concerns, because different people, different backgrounds, they're going to have different concerns because they look at things in different ways.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And you know, you catch more flies with honey than you do vinegar. And, you know, honestly, I don't think I'd see the need for to wait until I was getting paid to get a vaccine, because I see the vaccine as a way of ending this year and a half or two where I didn't make much money and my venues of work were closed, you know, but maybe other people don't see it that way. And I'm not going to force, you know, my way. I mean, obviously Black people have been experimented on by the U.S. medical community in ways that they may have a lot less trust. You're going to say, come along and trust us. And that may be a lesson that a lot of people in the government and the medical profession could, you know, take note of when you really, really in a health crisis like the coronavirus need people to trust you. Don't be pulling dirty tricks.
Yeah, for sure. Let's take this next call from Jamie Tobin.
Hi, guys. Love you both. Bunny, I love you, but why does your emoji look like Brooklyn Heights?
Brooklyn Heights? Oh, my God. Right? Bunny, you look like she's trying to give like a young spring chicken. I don't see the wrinkles. I don't see anything. This is false advertising.
They don't offer wrinkles. They don't offer wrinkles.
I would say your hair is like this long now. Your hair is so long. It's getting gorge.
Mine?
You're like out of drag here.
Uh-huh.
It's so long.
I know. I'm transitioning.
Yeah, you do look like Brooklyn Heights. This is shady. Let's take another call from Justin Kozak. Did we talk to Justin already?
For each of you, when did you find your tribe? Or have you found your tribe yet?
Yeah, that's fine to say for me. It's racist to say to Monet. I found my tribe early on because I did theater at the university that my dad taught at. So I was around actors, many of whom were gay, you know, makeup artists, hairstylists, designers. Many of whom were gay. So I found my tribe by like 13.
Work. My tribe, I mean, I have my close circle. I have my close circle of friends that I'm very tight with. But I'm also at a place in my life where I don't feel the need to make new friends. Like I meet people and they want to like be friends and like hang out. And like at this point in my life, I don't want to invest in finding out what this person's dislikes are. And it's almost like getting when you're like making new friends, it's like getting in a new relation, like a new intimate relationship. And you have to learn those person's dislikes, the colors they like, the things they hate. Like I don't have that energy. I don't want that in my life. I have like my 5 really close friends. And outside of that, I have another big circle of friends that I'm very comfortable with and know me and know what I like, who know who I am. And I'm very content with that. I don't feel the need to make new friends.
No, but you're in work situations all the time, meeting all kinds of different people, and you must click with some of them.
Yeah, but it never exists outside of that. Like we'll all say, I'll make an honest statement. Like, girl, when you come to LA, when you come to New York, definitely hit me up and let's hang out. And that person never does. So those interactions normally don't ever go past that. Like that one meeting and that one time you meet them. I found in my life anyway.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, we connected via some performance gigs and became friendly. And I mean, this podcast is a result of that. So you do it sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, also that, because honestly, okay, Bunny, here's the thing. Because I think we're just fucking New Yorkers. So in New York City, when you make plans with someone, it 9 times out of 10 happen. They'll be like, hey, on Friday, let's go out to this thing, or let's get lunch, or let's get dinner, whatever it is, it happens. Here in LA, I cannot tell you the amount of times I've been told, hey, let's do this on Thursday. Okay, cool. I'll put in my calendar. And then I'll hit the person up like, so what time am I meeting you for sure? They'll be like, oh, girl, I just can't anymore. And it's like some excuse. It happens all the time here. So I think
that's what my friend said. You know, when you try to meet someone in L.A. or for a project, you're always waiting for a no. That's how he put it, waiting for a no.
But let's take another call. This call is from Patrick. Patrick.
So one of the things about the novel coronavirus is that you actually can't really boost your immune system to fight it because it didn't really originate in our species. So we have no real immunity to it. This is one of the reasons why it spreads so quickly throughout the human population and why it affects people so negatively even after the infection. So the health argument to boost your immunity doesn't really jive against the science. Anyways, love you guys. Bye.
Thank you for your comments. Yeah, I mean, I think what I meant was the, you know, way of some people's way is saying, well, I'm going to take my garlic and I'm going to do my exercises and I'm going to take, you know, my juices or whatever that or ginger or what hot cayenne pepper
you know, mixture that is that boosts your immunity in general, not necessarily your immunity to COVID, just so that should you encounter it, your body is in a healthier state mm-hmm. to combat it.
Yeah.
As opposed to a big fat old person with pre-diabetes and high blood pressure like myself. So
that's okay, Bunny. But we still love you, and you're beautiful, and you're perfect. And you don't look like a model, but, you know, there's that.
Well, you'd better keep saying that, because it's not going to be very
oh, God.
Long before I...
Let's take... We have two more calls, y'all. Two more. One is from Jennifer.
Hey, Lady Bunny. Hey, Monet. I would be so gagged if Kimchi was available to be a special guest. And I'm generally gagged just to hear you guys on stereo. So thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, thanks for tuning in. You have a lovely voice.
Yeah.
I would love to have Kimchi. Like I said earlier, she is, I don't think people know how funny she is.
It was very funny. Yeah. Kim would be a great guest, too.
It's dry.
Yeah, very dry.
It's a dry form of humor.
Mm-hmm.
But she's very funny, very imaginative.
Yeah, and Bunny and I are both good friends with Kim. We could definitely get her on the tour. I mean, on the podcast.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, thank you, Jennifer. And I love your avatar. It's very Gen X. No, Gen Z. Oh my God, I keep on fucking them up. Bunny, did you know that millennials are Generation Y? I didn't even know that I was Gen Y. I'm just so used to people calling me a millennial.
Yeah, I thought millennials were a little older than you by now, but you're probably still in there.
Yeah, I'm definitely a millennial.
Honey,
yeah.
I'm a bicentennial, honey. Okay. Somebody told me my pronouns were was/were.
Let's take our last call from Sammy.
Monet, I feel like you're pulling a SZA right now and like not releasing music. Like, where'd you go, girl?
Wait, what? Oh, my music. I was like, wait, what? Music is coming. I have another single coming out in this fall. Probably like, I think November is coming out. But more music is coming, Sammy. Don't you worry. More music is coming, girl. But what you can do is listen to my current single, Love Like This, which is streaming everywhere. It's on Tidal, Apple, Amazon, where else they got? Oh, Spotify, it's everywhere. But you know what? You should stream it and buy it. I always tell everyone, stream and buy, because that would be very nice of you to do so. And the music video is just so gorgeous. Right, Bunny?
Yeah, it is fun.
Wow, sounded really convinced. Anyway, Bunny, those
no,
are the
I liked her.
I know. I'm fucking with you. All right. And we done did it. That was fun.
That was fun. Chris, oh, Chris is buzzing. I have to run.
Bunny, I saw the dick. I don't think you can take all that. Bunny, can you take all that?
Oh, I didn't see it. I was focused on you. You were looking around at other sites like a slut.
Well, I mean, when the dick comes, look at the screen, Bunny. I'm going to show you a little picture of it. Well, and little, I can't even say little picture because there ain't no little picture.
Mm.
Not Bunny doing the damn. Racist.
That looks
Girl,
good
there's
to me.
All kinds of money shots. Chris likes to show his penis ejaculating. That is his favorite part of life. He's like, in every video, it's just a wad of sperm shooting out from the faucet that is his monstrous penis. This is insane.
But you
also,
know,
how can one person have that much cum? That doesn't even seem physically possible.
Well, you know, some people, like exhibitionists, they're not really into sex. They just want to show off, which can be hot.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not into...
It's not as interactive as sex.
Right.
It's like worship.
Monet, you're not going to guest appear on his Pornhub?
I will not be making any guest appearances on Pretty Dick Chris's Pornhub. I have thought about an OnlyFans. I was like, I would never. I would never. I could never.
Well, you would only need the fans first.
Oh my God, you disrespectful whore. And on that note, I think we've done what we needed to do.
What will you be doing this week, Monet? I know your fans are eager to learn of your every move.
This week, I'm going on vacation to Puerto Rico.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to Puerto Rico for a few days, and then I'm coming back here. And then September, bitch, I am back on the motherfucking road, girl. Like, all over. I'm going to be in Orlando, Tampa, Boston, Ann Arbor. Bob and I are doing, Simple Rivalry will be doing the Life is Beautiful Festival in Las Vegas. It's a big music festival, and we're headlining as the comedy acts there. So if you're in Vegas, come check out the Life is Beautiful Festival with me and Bob on September 18th.
Yeah. Okay.
And yeah, a whole bunch of stuff. I'm very excited to get back to work. Honestly, I thought I was, much like you, I was like, girl, after this pandemic, I was completely content with staying home and living my life at home and just doing the podcast and things that I do from my home and, you know, and be very happy. But the performer in me, I'm like, I just miss being on stage in front of a room full of people and screaming and being a fucking dumb bitch. So I'm very excited to get back on the road for a few days. I'm sure after a few cities, I'll be like, ugh, I'm exhausted. Send me home. I want to leave again. But for now, I'm very excited.
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to do this movie, and it's just a film short, not a movie, but it seems like an ambitious, artsy thing, and we've got rehearsals and all that, and, you know, it's going to be really difficult because I play, Monet, an older drag queen. I mean, I don't know how I'm going to manage it because I think she's fat. So I don't know how. I mean, we're just totally different body types, but I'll still try to suggest her.
I believe in you. I feel like you can really, do a quick character study and really nail it.
Okay. All right.
All right, Bunny.
But it's probably one of those things where it's like, oh, girl, I don't understand the plot, but it'll turn into some artistic masterwork that wins an Oscar. I mean, they're young and they do really care and they are very on it, so it should be a fun production. And Buck Angel is in the...
Trans man. Yeah.
And we've known each other for quite a while, and I like Buck.
Work. Well, tell Buck when they said hey.
I will.
Okay. Well, have fun on your movie, Bunny, and I'll see you at the Emmys, bitch. Or the Oscars.
Okay, honey. Yeah, exactly. Where do people go? They go to the drive-in. They go to the show world.
Right.
For the movie. All right. Until next time, we're going to talk about Jennifer Hudson in Respect, the Aretha Franklin story, and OnlyFans. So,
yeah, we're going to talk about all of it.
Yes. All right. So, a little culture, a little smut.
A podcast network.